This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, and this hour we're playing selections from our live virtual Get Lit with All of It book club event with James McBride. And my next guest closed out the show by picking a few songs specially for the evening and performing them in the way only she can. In 2005, Butterscotch was named the first female beatbox world champion. She spoke and performed at TED and held a masterclass on beatboxing at Wired. Now, I saw her at TED Women back in December, and I couldn't believe my eyes or my ears. And she was the perfect person to play our first virtual book club event because, hey, we all have to be alone to be safe right now. And, well, when Butterscotch is alone, she makes awesome music all by herself. Butterscotch's live shows involve looping and singing and rapping and playing piano and guitar and, of course, beatboxing. All the drum sounds you're about to hear in the next couple of songs, she made with her mouth and her voice. Here's the first song Butterscotch sent in for the event, an original called We Are All We Got. On the other side of the song, you'll hear my interview with her.
We're destroying nature. Who I gotta talk to in legislature? I can't even breathe with inhaling death. More than half of our nation is sinking in debt. We're trapped in a system that has never done us good, but we keep on rising. Gotta get about the hood too concerned with politicians. Change starts with us. We've come too far to be in the back of the bus. Not just talking black, all colors included. Nobody on earth deserves to be excluded. From my people in the Amazon, my people in the ghetto, to my people with the trailer parks living in the meadow. Everyone deserves a chance to see a change in their world. We owe a bright future to every boy and girl. I'm sick of seeing the same losing. Time to put it through a stop. I'm never quitting on the clock.
Butterscotch, welcome to all of it. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about why you chose that song for our event revolving around Deacon King Kong.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome how, you know, that tied right through with what James was just saying. And then, you know, it's so important right now that we recognize all that we have, you know, because a lot of times we just take things for granted. And yeah, now more than ever, it's just, we gotta appreciate, you know, just the people who we're with, our essential workers, you know, just the phone calls, these Zoom sessions, and art in general. And yeah, I mean, even cuddling with your dogs or your cats or the sunshine. So it's just, I don't know, you know, we don't know, well, I mean, how long we have on this earth, you know, as humans, but also, you know, taking care of the planet as well. So it's just, yeah, I thought it'd be good for right now.
Yeah, our listeners picked right up on it. Pamela wrote, "This song so depicts the residents of Deacon King Kong."
Oh, wow.
So there you go. And someone else wrote, "Butterscotch is amazing, smooth and deep all at once." There you go. What, you know, I'm just so curious about, you have a beautiful singing voice, and I know you're from a family that has music in your family,
right,
but
right.
When did you realize that you had this talent for beatboxing?
I mean, I just had to practice, you know. I was terrible at first. It was just, you know, I knew I had rhythm. I knew I did have some musical talent, but it just, started developing like at the end of high school. There was this amazing beatboxer who was this new kid in school, and I just picked up the basics from him. And yeah, I mean, it's just something that you have to keep practicing, because it's, you know, it's like anything else. It's like a musical instrument. You know, first everyone is going to be terrible at it, but you know, the more you practice, the better you're going to get.
For people who don't know about your background, you in 2005 were the first female beatbox champion. What was it like for a young woman at that time to be in this field, in this genre of music?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing sports, basketball and soccer. I wanted to be the first woman in the WNBA. So I was kind of used to, I don't know, just hanging out, doing whatever I love to do, no matter if it was just mainly guys or a mixture of both. So I don't know. I mean, most of it was pretty cool. Like I did get a lot of support from the guys around me. There was only like a couple times where there was some hate or people would think that I wasn't going to be as good. And then I beat them on the battlefield. So yeah, I kind of just approached it like anything else in my life.
So you're getting some great feedback. I just want to share it with you. Bravo, bravo. This beats watching TV by a long shot. And it's so great to see all this love and this warmth, because I remember at TED Women, you talked about a time in the music industry when everybody was telling you to be everything but who you were.
Right.
Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I mean, I was just thinking the other day that I think I blocked out a lot from when I was age 12 to 18. I was just severely depressed, and music is what saved my life. I started going to a performing arts school, and it was just amazing to have this art form where I could channel everything I was feeling into. And you know, it was like also growing up biracial, kind of never felt like I fit in. Although I definitely identify, I guess, more with you know, Black music, Black culture, definitely. And I guess, you know, if you are a little bit brown, then people are going to judge you anyway. it's something that we need to talk about more, about mental health, because there's such a stigma around it. And I just want to tell my journey in my music so that if there's anyone else, there's definitely so many different people, like from all walks of life, suffering from depression. And it doesn't matter how successful you are. I mean, we've seen in the past couple of years, you know, Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, and like, they had everything, you know, and it doesn't matter. So I try to focus on the things that habitually make me happy, because it's, I don't know, life's too short. We just need to be able to talk about these things, because we need to know that people care, and that we're here for each other. So, in the music industry, people were, telling me to not cut my hair, and get a fake boyfriend, not tell people that I was gay, and just, you know, it was everything that art isn't, you know? I don't know. I've come to, you know, accept who I am, and I think that's, you know, you got to love yourself.
That was my conversation with Butterscotch, the musical guest at our Get Lit with Olivet event last Thursday evening. And if you listened to this hour and thought, this seems really fun, we're doing it all over again. This month, our book club selection is My Dark Vanessa by Kate Elizabeth Russell. You can find out more information about that novel and how to get your e-copy at wnyc.org/getlit. But now let's end with a final performance from Butterscotch. Here is her take on the jazz standard, The Very Thought of You. And listen carefully, you might think you hear a trumpet, but that is really just Butterscotch. Is amazing voice and beatboxing talent.
The very thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen and fool, as though it may seem to me that everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm dear to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you. My love, mm-hmm. idea of you. The longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars among. It's just the thought of you. The very thought of you, oh. It's just the thought of you.
Thank you to Butterscotch and, of course, James McBride for making our Get Lit with All of It book club event such a huge success. Also, a special thanks to Brian Bannon, chief of the Branch Libraries, for supporting our partnership. Also, thanks to the president of the New York Public Library, Tony Marks. And special shout out to Andrew Medlar, the director of Book Ops, who actually acquired all those licenses for you guys to read. A tip of the hat to our friends at the Green Space, that team, Jennifer, Sachi, Cam, Ricardo, David. Thanks for helping us pull this virtual event off and for making it look so very pretty. The Get Lit with All of It virtual book club event was produced by Jordan Lauf and Megan Ryan. I'm Allison Stewart. That's our show. Thanks for tuning in. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.